the figures are definitely accurate. There's more and more people coming every year and more people stopping off to see the cliffs and that. So it is fantastic for the entire area, for Carrick, Glen, Kilcar, Killybegs, Ardra. And that whole section is really is benefiting from it. And you can visibly see the numbers all throughout the year now, not just the summer months. So it's a great asset, natural asset to the area. It's fantastic. Everybody's very pleased with what's happening up there. And it's looking good. The new visitor centre will be opened 2017, which will also help, because sometimes if the weather's not great, you'll find that, you know, they'll be able to go inside and see an interpretation centre, and it'll all be there for the visitor in mind. So it's fantastic.
And in terms of other developments in the area, excluding the visitor centre, what can we expect in the coming years?
There are, as in with regard to the site itself, I don't think there'll be too much more. The pathway will be dealt with, certainly. That's the one-man pass across the top of the cliff back down onto the other side in Glen Columkill. That's being worked out at the moment. It's slower, but it will be done. So there's a lot of, the walkers are really looking forward to that, obviously, but it's not for the faint-hearted, and fantastic, spectacular scenery there as well. So, it all adds up to it, and I suppose with that too will be further developments in the Teeling area. The boats go out there to go under the cliffs as well. It's a real hub of activity in there. So, that with that will come more development, hopefully more shops, and not too commercial, but certainly in a nice way, in keeping with the area. We see Carrick as well definitely has developed. It's much busier than it would have been in the past. And it's a hive of activity even now, this weather, with Irish traditional music and all of the rest of it. So, and getting plenty of people in, it's great. It's good to see it.